door, and Cindy, would you come up and bring your reinforcements? And
in the amendment.
I didn't take any amendment.
Okay, the minister will do a kind of a quick update, and
okay, what you should all have in your packet is SMS on the amendment. That should be followed by the amendment itself, the B8 amendment, then the bill. Then just if you needed to look at any major history, we have the two SMSs from when it passed out of this committee and when it passed out of the Senate committee. Since we made the packet, I've added a little information and sheet here, an issue analysis that may get us to the issue that we're discussing. So for what it's worth, you might want to look at the issue analysis, and it has a couple of suggestions on it as to directions we could go to solve what may be the problem. We have also just received the fiscal analysis, which you have a copy of, which is indeterminate. And earlier in the day, we got the revenue analysis, which was no impact.
We're all sufficiently impacted.
Mr. Chair, I do have some additional information that I have gained in a way to use the school psychologist language licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practice Commission in Section B, and we can talk about that if you'd like, or because I think that I am the one who raised the issue of having the TSPC licensed school psychologist. However, as we have been hearing more about this, it doesn't quite get to the level of a mental health professional in terms of a psychologist and their more expert training. But I believe we could get to that, allowing the schools to use their school psychologists, which we would expect them to do anyway, by instead inserting, I'm looking at B7 here, amendment, inserting that amendment in section, subsection B on page 2.
The B7 is the same as the B8.
I don't have a B7.
I don't have
no.
Okay, it's a B8.
B8.
All right.
B8.
Mm-hmm.
You're suggesting, Representative Wilkins,
I was suggesting that on page 2 in subsection B, we would say, placing the student in a setting where the behavior will receive immediate attention, including but not limited to the office of the school principal, vice principal, assistant principal, counselor, or a school psychologist licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission or the office of any licensed mental health professional, and leave C as it is.
Okay.
Just keep moving it up.
Let's keep that as a proposal. I want to hear from Cindy and...
Cindy Hunt, Legislative Counsel's Office, and I've brought reinforcements. This is Stacey Julian. She's been a staff attorney working on a number of bills, and she actually did the work on this bill, but if you want to explain actually what the B-8 would do.
B-8, amend Section 1, 4, paragraph, sub 4, paragraph D, subparagraph C, which currently reads, requiring the student to be evaluated by a licensed mental health professional before allowing the student to return to the classroom setting. What the B-8 would do is insert after licensed mental health professional or a school psychologist licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission.
Okay, what would be the effect, if we put that there, what would be the effect on licensed health professional that appears on line 6?
No effect.
There would be no effect on that.
Yeah, this is different than, Mr. Chair, Representative Wilson, this is different than what Representative Wilson was suggesting. So this is inserting a license by TSPC in a different location.
Right.
what would prevent us from putting it, from having it affect both, both places? Wouldn't think. Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess my question is, was there a concern that school psychologists are not licensed mental health professionals? Was that the problem?
I'd like to speak to that. I did speak to, I don't know if Mannheim is here or anyone.
Jim, you want to come up?
Maybe, and she said that a licensed school psychologist may be a psychologist and have her master's and her training in that, or they may not be. And the concern that, so they really are a licensed teacher with some additional training in psychology and practice, and they have about 9 weeks, I guess, of training in this. And that is not quite the level that it was my intent to get to and see. My thought was that we bring the child in and they have an opportunity to be evaluated and see what could be done with the, to help them, the principal, vice principal, and all of the resources that the school has at their disposal. If the school has a licensed mental health professional available, that's fine. That would fit under C. But if they do not have a licensed mental health professional who is a psychologist, now maybe we would need to add that there to get the word psychologist in there, but I thought a psychologist would be a mental health professional. So I believe that we would get to the review that is needed in subsection B by adding
the language
in CA.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Green with the Oregon School Boards Association. School psychologist is a term of art which is found within the Teacher Standards and Practice Commission statutes and rules. They are not what we would call a licensed mental health professional. They are specifically licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. A licensed mental health professional, I'm not quite sure of all the statutes, but I know in discussions before the House Human Resources Commission, psychologists, psychiatrists, licensed counselors also are licensed mental health professionals, and I believe that's all. I believe that's all, that a school psychologist does not fit under that definition.
Okay, so we're not accomplishing what we want to accomplish with the BA thing. We're not getting someone that can do a mental health evaluation if it's just someone who is licensed by TSCP, because they may not be a mental health.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's right, and that's why we spoke to Representative Loken out in the hallway about moving that language up to the next paragraph above.
Recording?
You know, the word immediate attention applies to school principal, vice principal, assistant principal, or counselor, or maybe that's where this new language should go.
I agree.
And then licensed mental health professional should go down in C, because C says they want them evaluated. And so immediate attention is one thing, which is what B takes care of. The evaluation is what C takes care of. And so I don't know why you don't flip-flop. I mean, that's what's coming to me now. You understand what I said, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chair, that is what I was trying to say and I agree with Senator Courtney, I think.
You like that? You like that?
That
you
works.
Like that? You like that?
Okay.
Everybody likes that. Everybody not like that? Okay, let's see. Cindy, we have to suspend the rules to allow the BH to be inserted under B rather than C. You should do that to
me.
Scrivener's error.
Yeah.
You pretend I'm a senator and do all kinds of things.
Mr. Chair, I notice also, though, that we have a conference committee report here which is attached specifically to the B8. So what I'm not sure of is if that would need to be generated if you have slides for the future and so forth. You may have to come back and vote on what would be the B9.
If we can't we suspend the rules and apply the B8 to B instead of C and then not have to come back?
Because the the conference committee report is attached very specifically to the B8.
And we're going to use them.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to use them.
Just turn in
the
It works that way.
Thank you. You would need then another conference committee report attached to the B8.
But everybody's happy, so I guess we'll have to come back for 5 minutes to sign the report, huh?
Right. Or Mr. Chair, I could suggest that we could suspend the rules and do the basically the conceptual amendment, and then if technically there's something wrong,
then come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's becoming my conclusion that immediate attention really means separating them until they can act right. And I know.
That wouldn't have any impact on the B8s.
I know, but I think we need to do more.
We need to do more?
Just saying to a shrink isn't going to do it.
That's a good point. Isn't most districts don't have shrinks available. That's the problem.
What do you
want to
do?
No, I'm not confined.
For the jail?
Well, this lock.
Yeah, see if they can just come back to the class. I want to do more than just make us feel good that we did something.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Wilkins.
Maybe I could speak to the Senator Shannon's concern. This bill is directed to children who have not yet come to school. It's seeing their first tendencies to become a problem and treating them early on.
Bill 344 is the one that allows for them to be taken out of the classroom and held.
Threaten to injure somebody and severely damage them.
The difference would be, as Representative Logan said, this is one that deals with their tendency, and 44 is one that actually brought a gun to school or a weapon. So I think we've got it. Okay, Cindy, so we can suspend the rules and we can add this language under C, and then you're going to do, under B, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Courtney moves that we suspend the rules for the purpose of making an amendment. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Okay. Senator Courtney.
Right.
Moves that the...
Go ahead.
And we're going to insert the language in the B8 amendments on line 6. After the word counselor?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a question?
You want to do more.
What else do we want to do?
You want to not insert it. Don't you want to delete or the office of any licensed mental health professional there? Isn't that what you also intended to do?
I don't think so. Kathy Osborne's shaking her head.
Sure.
Come on up, Kathy.
Awesome. That's right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kathy Osborne from Juvenile Rights Project, I don't think there's a need to separate that, especially if the school district works out a contract. They may want to take the kid immediately to the Office of the Licensed Mental Health
Professional. This is the option.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's happy with that. The board is happy with that. Okay, so there won't be any deletion of language. Further discussion?
And so it'll be inserted
after the word office on line... Or excuse me, after the word
counselor.
How about after professional?
Not in there.
Okay. In the end of the sentence.
Make any difference.
Okay, what
is it?
Just
add it on to the end? Cindy, does it matter if it's after counselor or after it's at the end of the professional?
I don't think it matters.
Doesn't matter. Let's leave it after counselor. We've already gone through that. Further discussion? Objection? the amendments are adopted, then.
Okay.
The motion on the bill.
Move.
I second.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3444 to the floor as amended. Senator Paul Roll.
Senator Courtney. Yes.
Senator Hartson.
Aye.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Wilkins.
Aye.
Senator Shannon.
Aye.
Secretary.
Both aye. Motion is adopted. And the carriers would be Representative Logan and Senator Courtney.
Do we have to sign anything now, or do they come
back? Do we have to sign now and after you make the change?
You should probably sign now, because then you don't have to come back in here.
Okay. We'll just sign now before you all leave.
I just signed my file. Is that who it is?
No, there's got some things.
Three copies.
Okay. Nothing further to come before the committee. If you all on your way out, we will return. Thank you, Cindy.